Listening Library presents The Rose and the Dagger by Rene Audier. Read for you by Ariana Delawari. The rose's rarest essence lives in the thorns. Jalal al-Din Rumi. Prologue. The girl was 11 3/4. 3 very important quarters. They'd been of consequence when her father had left her in charge this morning, with an important task to accomplish. So with a world-weary sigh, she pushed up her tattered sleeves and heaved rubble into the nearby wheelbarrow. "It's so heavy," her 8-year-old brother complained as he struggled to move a piece of debris from their home. He coughed when a cloud of soot rose from the charred remains. "Let me help." The girl dropped her shovel with a clang. "I didn't say I needed help." "We should work together, or we won't finish cleaning everything before Baba returns home." She braced her fists on her hips while glaring down at him. "Look around you." He threw his hands in the air. "We'll never finish cleaning everything." Her eyes followed his hands. The clay walls of their home were ripped apart, broken, blackened. Their roof opened up to the heavens, to a dull and forlorn sky, to what once had been a glorious city. A midday sun lay hidden behind the shattered rooftops of Ray. It cut shadows of light and dark across angry stone and scorched marble. Here and there, smoldering piles of rubble served as a harsh reminder.